Chapter 4, Cocoon and Flames. Clinging by strands to the rafters like melted cotton candy crafted from grayish-brown silk, the cocoon occupied half of the basement ceiling. Bees nested in the finer threads around the edges. Flies and some other black insects swarmed nearby, and smoldering invisible methanol flames danced in the cocoon. Inside the silk wrappings, dozens of foot-long larvae wiggled and laced one another. Doug ran to and fro, splashing in an inch or more of warm blackish water while avoiding the heat, barking, barking, and barking.
A worm cocoon.
Drake knew it at first sight, though he had never actually encountered one.
In here, in the dome.
Although sweating from the endless heat, he had a simple thought of just tearing the accursed thing down. But when he lifted the Grand Spores to make the first strike, the bees and the insects buzzed aggressively. Drake backed away and toward the stairs. Doug followed, passing Drake but waiting on the lower runs.
Can't leave yet, boy. I need to know how they got in.
Moving the beam of his light around the basement, he saw no signs of forced entry. Stories claimed the worms couldn't abide light. Perhaps there was an opening into the crawl space from under here, or maybe beneath the stairs. And sure enough, there it was at the rear underside of the steps, a midget wooden door hanging open on broken hinges before a huge black hole leading into the very heart of black.
You came in underground and burrowed this deep inside the dome?
Drake aimed the beam into the black, but saw no movement, glinting eyes, or anything else besides grayed images of brick columns. Stories had it that adult worms reached 7 feet long, 2 feet in diameter, traveled faster than dogs, and were smarter than humans. Furthermore, the sliders burrowed ground quicker, better, and easier than their namesake.
How long have you monsters been in here? And why show up now?
His nerves tingled with awareness that something in the black looked out as he looked in.
Cut the light.
The thought startled him. It came in Leah's voice.
Why endure the emptiness? Just embrace eternity.
Drug talk.
Drake grunted.
Not Leah, and nothing to embrace.
He fled up the stairs, nearly tripping over Doug as the dog struggled to be first out. But once outside the house, back in the street, and away from the immediate fears, he couldn't step further.
Run, you idiot! You can't fight worms, memories, and drug burn all at the same time. Besides, it's not your job. Pass the info to Copper. Let him deal with it.
Yet he didn't leave. Rather, he removed a magnesium and ferro rod combo out of his backpack, commanded Doug to stay behind, then went back inside the infested house. He broke and shred a length of white pine base molding, then ignited a fire. The flames spread quickly, catching to anything dry enough to burn. In the distance, a buzzing started. The insects had already picked up on the threat. Drake ran outside, tapped Doug to follow, and didn't stop until running out of stamina and breath. By time he topped a hill just short of the main gathering hall, the smoke had accumulated across the moss-infected neighborhood. Grinning, he made his way towards the colony center. Perhaps the batteries had power enough for driving the smoke filters.